Do we need to have a vote to come out of this?
Yeah.
It's not roll call though. We just have to have a motion, right?
Just a motion, yeah.
All right, do we have a motion to come out of closed executive session?
I'll make the motion to come out of closed executive session.
Second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, next up we have our honoring excellence.
Do you want to give him 5 minutes? Because it does say three on here.
Oh, yes, yes, we better give it 5 more minutes because.
In case a few more come.
We could do the.
Is anyone trickling in?
The number four.
Or any of your, Deja or Danny, are your moms and dads coming?
My mom's coming.
Yeah, we'll give them a sec, but we could.
Okay, let's approve the board minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve last month's minutes?
So moved.
And I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, I guess I can go over really quick. We'll do a little, are you good to do your little reports, board president reports? So for board president notes, we got a message from Lona Kuhn. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look at it, but they're conducting a needs assessment to help us serve even better for your input. Our input would be appreciated. There's a link that she sent all of us. Basically, they're wanting to know ways that they can improve the USBA. So if you have any thoughts, ideas, please. Go on, yep, they want it by January 22nd. So if you have any input or thoughts, please.
Because I'm fighting with them.
Go ahead and get a hold of one of them on ways that they can improve, because remember, they work to support us. That's their whole job. Randy, do you got anything?
Couple things. For our teachers, there's been, I've been looking again into quick ways of response via the app that we looked into several months ago for direct and indirect questions, ways that we can help them each day work on their craft and things that they can continue to work on. We talked briefly about integrating ways that we can help teachers receive help. We talked about briefly today, but that has been something I've been looking into as well. And other than that, I haven't received a ton of feedback from some questionnaires.
Breaking news.
Other than that, I think that's all I have on my agenda. So.
And I don't have anything else. We'll be going over the financials a little bit later. So.
Okay, perfect. And one last thing, do we have, has everyone had a chance to look over the consent items? And if everyone's comfortable with that, do we have a motion to approve consent items?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent items on the agenda.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Let's see what else. We can go over the information items. January 30th, USBE Day on the Hill, 8:30 a.m. It's a good time to kind of catch up on what's going on with legislation, and if you have interest into that.
I would go, but I'm going to see.
Going to be having a baby.
Yep. Yeah, babysitting a baby that has, anyway.
That's having.
I'm having a grandbaby.
All right, there's also a CTE industry luncheon. Please join us for a collaborative and informative luncheon. We believe the strong partnerships of the industry leaders, exceptional programs for our students, your expertise and representatives are invaluable. It's an invitation to connect and learn. January 21st at the RJ Law Center, 11:30 in Delta. January 28th.
Awesome. So we need RSVP.
At the pod in Fillmore at 11:30. And please RSVP to the tech if you plan on attending. So.
Okay, so here comes.
It's so quiet. We need to have so background good. Music. This
I
is
know.
Too much. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you.
Hi, Melissa.
I should get out there and do some entertainment or
if you would like.
Hey, we got the entertainment.
It.
The party's here.
Shuffle ball change.
A kickball change, pot of boo-ray.
Just juggle a soccer ball, Melissa.
All right, I think we're going to go ahead and move forward. So we just want to welcome you guys all. Thank you for taking time out of your day. We're really excited to do our Honoring Excellence today for the All-State Awards. I'm just going to read a little bit. All-State teams are selected by coaches who vote to recognize the top players in specific sports from across the divisions. These teams represent the highest level of achievement for that sport during the season. Athletes named to an All-State team are considered among the best performers statewide. So congratulations to all of you for that. This is a list of who it is, but also I would like each of the athletes to please come stand along here, and we're going to go through, like we do with everything else, wanting to say your name, your parents' name, and your sport, please. Not everyone all at once. We can go with Delta first if we want to split it up.
I will say I recognize some of them from the academic All-State as well.
Yes. Yeah, we have some. Maybe you help me sort these. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. We got some trickling in. All right, Caden.
Okay. I'm Caden Colston. My parents are Mike and Tiffany Colston. I play football.
My name is Jared Olson. My parents are Jared and Tiffany Olson. I play football.
My name is Drake Quackenbush. My parents are Howard and Tommy Quackenbush. I play football.
My name is Carter Anderson. My parents are Don and Kristen Anderson. And I play football.
I'm
Melanie
Jacobson. My parents are Jessica Jacobson. I play soccer. I'm Evan Rola. My parents are Miami.
Wait, and really quick, one of these members just signed with a college yesterday. Want to tell us about that real quick?
Yes, go for it. It's awesome. I'm so excited for you.
Thanks. Where will you be playing?
Central Wyoming.
Yeah. Just signed yesterday. Congratulations for that.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to leave you guys standing there real quick. Fillmore, will you guys, Millard, will you guys please have all of your students come over to this side, do the same?
And to preface that, with the distance, we have obviously
a lot
practice
missing.
And stuff going on.
But thanks
on.
For
and
coming
games.
Over.
Like there's activities, games, we know, it's a busy time.
It may be halftime of a upcoming
sporting event. We're gonna kind of revamp how we do it, but gosh, we didn't want to skip the opportunity to honor you, so. Thank you for making this time work. Go ahead.
My name is Ricardo Carrasco. I'm football, and my mom, her name is Veronica Gonzalez.
My name is Macy Wade, and my parents are Brian and Tree Wade, and I play soccer.
Awesome. Okay, so with these certificates, it's a certificate of excellence. The Millard School District Board of Education would like to recognize you for outstanding athletic achievement and exemplary sportsmanship for being selected to the Utah All-State in your sport while proudly representing Delta High School, Millard High School, your respectable school. So we'll start over here if you guys want to come around. And Randy has a whole thing. We have some music that has to get playing.
None of you guys that are in school will know who this is, but your parents will.
Just pretend it's
a
vibe.
Superintendent, do you have something you want to say to them first?
I would like to, athletics for me was the primary reason I even went to school sometimes. So I think that, I believe that athletics are a piece of our soul that we carry with us for a long time. You guys will be faced with difficulties in life that are very sometimes hard to work through, and in those moments of despair, you'll remember. Sometimes I remember my teammates and people that I worked with in difficult things. And with anything, athletics sometimes, if you play them long enough, you get to see some great things, some okay things, and you get to see some terrible things too. It's kind of like life. And the greatest thing about athletics is when you're done with your sport, you actually get better at it with time. Because when you tell people stories, you can add things to it.
Elaborate.
But I feel as if high school sports or athletics are the lifeblood of our communities. And we live through you guys. We have a chance to feel feelings that we haven't felt in many years. And I really believe it's the greatest part of the experience in school is to be a part of bigger things. And it's really the only class that you take that you're actually judged by other people live. You know, you're taking tests in front of people. And so I appreciate you guys and your willingness to be brave and do things. And the pinnacle of athletics is the All-State team. And to make it onto that list is something that is commendable, and it's something to be proud of. It really is. And I'm appreciative to be here, and you guys will be the future leaders.
That's right.
And the one thing I always say to everybody that I've ever coached and been associated with is that make sure when you get older that you give back to those things that you enjoyed, because nothing makes or breaks athletics like a coach. And if you choose to coach, be the coach that you always wanted. And remember that, because you'll be bringing on the next set of people to do that. So, and don't be like me, stay in shape. That's probably the other thing that I should add to that. But other than that, this is a great day.
Thank you for representing our district.
All the kids for the paper.